We're still working on number 107. That's the pine tree. The part inside the bark there that you can eat is called
tsehui.
Okay.
Tsehui.
No. Let's see. Did we get the whole tree? What's the whole tree for this?
Well, I think so. There's a whole tree's got tsehui. Just take the bark.
Yeah, but I mean the whole tree. What is that called? The whole
trees.
The name for the whole
it's
tree.
Sheet.
What?
It's sheet.
Okay. Now, the seeds and the pine cone, you can eat those, huh?
What? Tsiche.
What?
Tsiche.
Okay.
Tsiche.
Did we miss anything? What about the pitch?
Pitch?
Yeah.
Telten.
Say it again.
Telten.
Once more.
Telten.
Okay. What about the bark?
Chilelu.
The bark?
Chilelu. Bark, you know, to see. That's chilelu.
What about the wood?
Huh?
What about the wood in that tree?
The whole?
No, the wood. You know, if you're making that into something. Does that have a name?
No, I don't think that's just what. That's sheet and barks. It's teacher. Gemma. Oh, no, that's a gemma. It's still on the trees. That's tsewetched.
I'll say it again.
Tsewetched.
Okay.
Tsewetched. It's still on the top of the trees, them needles, you know.
Oh, okay.
But it'll fall down. It's called gemma. That's right, you know.
Hey, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good. Okay, now, we're on 108, and this is a little part of an apple tree. Little apple tree.
Apple salk.
All right.
Yeah, apple salk.
And the little apple, that would be called a... apple. Isn't it? All right, maybe not, huh? Is it?
Yeah, I think it's be...
apple.
Apples.
Okay. The leaves, I suppose they'd be just...
Yeah.
Something else, huh? Okay, now... we're on 109, and this is that tamarack, I believe. Yeah, this is tamarack. The tree is called tamarack.
I know you want. Tsakulsh.
Okay, what's one?
Tsakulsh.
Okay.
Tsakulsh, the whole trees. Okay. Tsakulsh.
What about the cones here?
Well, that's tsakulsh tsiches. The same, tsiches.
Okay.
Tsakulsh tsiches.
I never looked at those close. Do they have little seeds in them you can eat? Or?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay. We have separately here now some of the sap from this stuff, and we'll come to that later. It seems like there's a small tamarack, and it has a little different name. Is that right? If you just have a little tree?
Well, that's little ones. That's a little one. She'll call tsatskulsh. Tsatskulsh. That's small ones, you know, tsatskulsh. And big ones, tsakulsh.
Okay. Now, what about the needles on this thing? Do they have a different name?
No.
No. Okay, can you think of anything else we should get on that tree? Is there anything? We'll come to that sap after a little bit.
Yeah.
Now, this is number 110, and it's, what they call that, black pine or...
Kukulit.
Okay.
Kukulit.
Okay.
You call it kukulit. I think it's whole thing, there's no name for small ones. It's called kukulit.
Okay. I guess they're all small. This is
the
lodgepole pine, isn't it? Isn't that the one they use for tents, tipis? Okay. Any of the parts of these have special names, like the little, the staminate cones?
No. Okay. No.
Okay. No special names for those.
No special names for those.
Okay, that's 110. Okay, this is number 112, and this is the one that Anton calls. All right. And that's the leaves. The flower kind of grows on a little separate stem, so it's hard to tell that it goes with these leaves.
That's
it does. What's this? 113, huh? Oh, yeah. This is 113. Here's our poison ivy. The name for that is...
That poison oak?
Yeah, poison ivy, yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Suulake.
Okay.
Suulake.
Fine.
Suulake.
Okay, here's a thistle. This is number 114. What's the Indian name for that?
Okay. That's what they call tzik.
Okay, that's just means a kind of a prickly thing, huh?
Yeah, tzik, you know, sticks, you know.
Still sticks too. Now here, finally, is that what is it? 114B. It's syringa, and the Indian name for this stuff is. Okay, this one, the Indian name for this is number 114.
Wachilp.
Okay.
Wachilp.
This is 115. It's kind of similar to that one that you call chickadee slipper, but I don't know whether it is. Some of those ladies said that this was, what is it, Tzkakane Kashis?
Yeah, but this looks to me, this is different.
Uh-huh. We'll have to hunt for that some more next spring, I guess. Yeah, he says that lady slipper that he's thinking about, the chickadee slipper, is just about 6 inches tall, something like that.
Yeah, just little
short. Oh, one. They're white too, and
got white flowers, you know, just like little slippers, you know. Well, you can see them just like little slippers.
But there's just one on the stalk here too, huh?
Yeah.
Where do the leaves come from, the bottom, or do they go up the stem like this?
But I can't tell you about the leaves how he looks.
We're going to hunt for that some more another time. Now, here's another one of those onions. Anton and I didn't collect this. We got this, I got this from Etta Adams. She said it was Kulawi. Do you know Kulawi?
Kulawi, yeah, Kulawi, but I don't know what... I don't know how he looks, you know. I hear about that Kulawi.
She says the difference between that and some of those other onions is the little mustache. If you look at this root pretty carefully, it's got kind of a hairy thing around it. You say the name for that again, would you? Kulawi?
Kulawi.
Okay, once more.
Kulawi.
Okay. Now, this is sweet grass. This is another one that Etta gave me. What's the name for sweet grass?
God, I don't know what.
You know that name though, huh?
Yes, Chestia.
Okay, what's more?
You know the more gross what that high.
Yeah, it's pretty tall.
Chestia.
What's more?
There's no flowers. Chestia. Chestia.
Okay.
I know there's no flowers.
Yeah, all right. Okay, here's 118. Incidentally, that sweetgrass was 117. This is 118. This is the one the Indians used to make little houses out of. Their little
tukutin.
Yeah.
Tukutin.
Okay. That's 118. Here's 119 and 181. 119 is the leaves for this.
Bishlp.
Okay.
Bishlp.
And here's the little cattail itself. That's 181.
Squashed keen.
All right. Looks kind of like a cat's tail, I guess.
Squashed keen.
Yeah. Okay, this is 120. And this is a plant that Anton told me that you can't, you got to be careful about this one. You don't want to hit that on the tree, otherwise you make... wind, huh? Make the wind blow, huh? This is up by your old place, huh? Okay, 120, and the Indian name for this stuff?
Chitsamunalik.
What's more?
Chitsamunalik.
Okay. Yeah, makes the wind blow. Okay, here's the cut grass. This is 122. Okay, the Indian name for this is?
Chetpuitsia.
Okay, once more.
Chetpuitsia.
Okay, this is a kind of a round grass. Doesn't look round anymore.
Melicotestia.
All right. What's more?
Melicotestia. Melicotestia.
Okay. That's 122. Next one is 123. This is...
Konumlp.
What's more?
Konumlp.
Okay. Now, what is that, the flower or the leaf?
I think the leaves, you the call leaves. But I don't know about he got any name, just the flowers, okay. But he just called Kunmlp.
Okay. Look at it. Okay, this is number 124, and it's a kind of a cactus that grows around here. They call it prickly pear cactus. The Indian name for this, 124?
Shuyena.
All right, once more.
Shuyena.
Okay.
Shuyena.
And what if it was a little one instead of a big one?
Not the same, I think it's...
Okay. Okay, yeah, darn thing. The next one we got, does a flower have a special name for that?
I don't think so, I don't know about it.
The next one is one that Nancy Flett and Etta Adams use that same name, Chintlimtlimqa'ana.
Yeah, I think that's Chintlimtlimqa'ana.
Yeah, that's what they call it anyway.
Yeah.
No, we don't want it. Okay, now here's a really nice little plant. This is a licorice root. The Indian name for this is...
Oh, yeah, there. Okay. Ayut.
All right.
Ayut.
Okay, this one is the one that grows close by here.
Yeah, ayut.
This number 127 is a kind of a willow.
Kolisalak.
All right, once more.
Kolisalak. Kolisalak.
128 is a kind of a red grass. Don't know what the English name for it really is, but that's...
Red top?
Mm-hmm.
Kulikwilikan.
Okay.
Kulikwilikan.
Kulikwilikan. Okay. And number 129. Is that it?
Kakan Skayashis.
Okay, this 129 may be the right.
It's a skak and the kayashis.
All right. Yeah. This is number 130. Does it have an Indian name? No.
No, I think that's what I
keep asking
I
you
stuck
about.
In there. Yeah.
I keep asking you about that one because I like it, but no name for that one. This is number 131. I don't believe this has an Indian name either, as far as I know.
Mm-mm.
Okay. Here's another one. This is 132. I don't believe this has an Indian name either. Little one.
Yeah, I know. There's some up I didn't know about.
Okay. Right. Now, here we go. This is Etta Cox's. She got this stuff. Marine.
Let the Marines.
I believe that's what she told me it was. Yeah.
Yeah, it must be that's a Marines.
All right. And the Chihuahuas, they don't say Marinchp, they say Maninchp, is that
Maninchp, yeah, Maninchp.
Maninchp.
And what is this?
Oh, this is, incidentally, that Maninchp was 133. This one is 134, and this is one that Etta Cox says it's. Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, that sounds like it.
Huh? Well, what? Must be that's the one.
I don't know. It could be that there's more than one that has that same name. That's all. I don't know.
It looks big old.
Yeah, it's pretty. Yeah, some are big, but it's fairly big.
Yeah. You might be.
It doesn't have any fruit on it, but it has little
no.
flowers.
There's no fruit here.
This one doesn't. Okay, now this is good medicine. It's a number 135, and it's a.
Okay, once more.
Okay, good. Don't have that written right, but it's pretty good. Okay, this is Indian bubble gum. I mean, it's Indian gum. You break these leaves, and then a little black stuff comes out, and you can chew that. It's kind of like rubber. It's sinlaqos.
Sinlaqos. Yeah, sinlaqos.
Okay, sinlaqos.
Sinlaqos.
Now, a lot of these ones are ones that Nancy Flett collected, but it's interesting to get the to get your way of saying them too. This is number 137. This is yours, huh? This is Coyote's strawberry. No, Nancy Flett collected this. So this is Coyote's strawberry. I don't seem to have an Indian name for that right here, but I suppose it'd be Spelia caitcoms or something like that.
Oh, Spelia caitcoms, eh?
Yeah.
Must be, yeah.
Oh, you say it now.
Spelia caitcoms.
Okay, I don't have that name written down there. It's a good lucky thing I remembered it. Oh, this is another one that Nancy collected, but it's Schimmelchus, do you know that?
Schimmelchus.
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 Yeah.
Yeah, Schimmelchus. Must be that's the one.
Ah. Okay, you know.
Schimmelchus.
Okay. And I know you don't know this.
Quequequenelp.
Oh, yeah?
There must be that's the one.
I guess. 130.
Quequequenelp.
Yeah, quickly.
Yeah, quequequenelp.
All right, good. You do know it. That's good. That's fine. That's the name you learned this year, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
Nancy's name. Boy, she got it. Come on. Okay, this is number 140. This is one that we collected over by your house there. Okay, the name for that is again?
The Pakchinest.
I guess it didn't blow away. Okay, once more.
Pakchinest.
Okay. Now, I believe this is that stuff that the guy said your cows could eat. Those old people, they said your cows could eat this stuff. Isn't it? It's 141. It's Okay, once more.
Kusquist.
Okay.
Kusquist.
Okay, sounds good. Yeah, we got a good English name for that stuff too. here's the stuff that's kind of has a name for tobacco, but
it's. Yeah, Dubsquist. Yeah, there's no name for it. What do it's called? You mentioned cement.
It must. The leaves must look like tobacco leaves.
Must
I think
be,
that's
yeah,
that
must
is.
Be. That's what he called
it. They do, kind of.
He called it cement.
They're so woolly that I don't think that you could smoke that stuff. This is another one that Nancy Flett collected, but I'm not sure whether you know this or not. Do you? This is Ititimnesp. Yeah.
This one here?
Yeah.
Must be. I didn't know. I heard that name, but I didn't know how he looks.
Oh, okay. You do know kind of that name,
no.
though, huh?
No. Yeah.
What's it? Say the name then again.
Ititimnesp.
Okay. This is one you may know this. I don't know. Those ladies didn't know what the Indian name for this was. They didn't know what the English name was. They say that when a woman has had a baby, then she'll use this stuff to kind of purify herself. It grows down in the woods there by Nancy's. Oh. In fact, in the woods around here. Do you happen to know this one?
I don't know. I don't think so. I don't know about that.
They said they learned that one from the Colville. Uh-huh. So I got a Colville name for it, but I don't know what the Spokane name. Here's another one that I collected because I thought it was pretty. I don't believe it has a Spokane name, but maybe it does. Do you know?
Yeah.
It's a nice little orchid, but no name for that one. Now, what would you call this stuff?
What is that?
You tell me. This is one that Etta Adams collected. She said it was Kulichpiasp.
Kulichjelp.
Yeah, she didn't say it that.
Kulichjelp. He might be Kulichjelp. Kulichjelp.
Looks just like
Kulichjelp. He might be. That's the one.
Looks like just like
Kulichjelp.
Looks just like Mutsmutsjelp.
Yeah, just like Mutsmutsjelp, you know, they're pretty close.
Uh huh. Well, which one?
They're close together.
Though?
Yeah, Mutsmutsjelp. Mutsmutsjelp just kind of little tall, you know.
Oh, and it has those kind of shaggy things. Hanging on it all year long.
Uh huh.
Well, this one doesn't. You can see it has little kind of little
Mutsmutsjelp.
So this must be
Kulichjelp. I think it's a little different. It's a little different. Kulichjelp and Mutsmutsjelp. But they're the same kind, you know.
Yeah, all right. I think you might be a little mixed up on those. I'm going to pull that other one out because I think this is Kulichjelp.
Must be Kulichjelp.
Kulichjelp. Now, this is another one that Nancy Flett came up with. It's sumac, but I don't know whether you know the name for that or not. It's a number 147. She calls it
Tiltelp.
Something like that.
Must be something like that, but I hear that name, but I don't know how he looks.
Okay. Now this is another one that that Nancy came up with. She's got a lot of these right in here. This is Miss Misawi. Yeah, Miss Misawi, I believe. Is the way. Or do you say?
Miss Misawi.
Oh, you say that a little different than I was.
Miss Misawi.
Okay. That's a good one. It's pretty. It doesn't stink too bad. what's that? This is 149.
Where'd you get that?
Nancy Flett.
Is that,
Hey, you say that name, that word.
Mopop Keen, yeah.
Okay. What does that name mean? Do you know? Mopop Keen.
Mopop Keen. Well, it's just like it's lots of hair on the top there.
Oh, lots of hair on the top. Yeah. That must be these little things sticking out. They might use that name for other stuff too, huh? Keen.
Barley, Mopop Keen.
Okay, now he's using that same name for barley, and I wonder if Nancy is right in calling this stuff, because this is a kind of a grass, and it isn't barley.
Barley.
It could be that they use that same name. It's kind of a descriptive name for the same for different plants. It could be. This one is a kind of a rotten fir, is used to make smoke for hides.
Yokwe.
Okay.
Yokwe.
That's what I got. That's what those ladies said, too.
Yeah, yokwe.
That's 150. 151 is some little toadstools. There's one, and there's another one. I think they have the same name. They're a little different kind, but I believe they have the same, they go with the same Indian name, which is,
Patlaqid.
Okay.
Yeah, some are a bit big ones, he called Patlaqid. Some are small ones, Patlaqid.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Patlaqid.
All right, say the name once more now.
Patlaqid. Patlaqid.
Okay.
Now, just like your head, take off your head, Patlaqid.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is one that that Puce told us a name for. Do you remember that one? It's Tiger Lily. It's 152.
Yeah, he says that's, let's see, Smil Milikotin.
Right, what's what?
Smil Milikotin.
Okay. I thought he said Smil Milikotin.
Smil Milikotin.
Oh, that's
yeah, that's it. But I see them. Used to be on a Chewila Ridge, you know. There's some of them. It's all about that tall, you know.
Yeah, probably. There are probably still some there.
Yeah.
Some my neighbor. And I'm not even getting close. Okay. Nancy Flett has another name for that. We'll get that. Okay, now here's a birch. This is the one that that Puce found for us over there.
Yeah, birch. It's
Pchnalik.
So, yeah, Pchlinalik.
Okay. Okay, that's a good one. Now, here's a hemlock.
Hemlock.
Yeah, it's all falling to pieces here, too. It's,
let's see, hemlock. Step back to that. Pchlitinne.
All right, what's my name?
Pchlitinne. Pchlitinne.
Okay. Yeah, that's a Kalispell name.
Yeah, Pchlitinne.
So, but that's where it grows. It doesn't grow here, so
yeah.
We take the Kalispell name. So, here's another one that doesn't have an Indian name, I don't believe. We found it, but I found it. I liked it, so I picked it. Incidentally, that last one that doesn't have an Indian name is 155.
Yeah, 150.
This one is 156. It's a white pine. Really nice tree. Beautiful color. Ooh, say it once more. Okay, now the different parts of this tree have different names too, I think. The cone?
I can see Kuchtenech's. That's Tsitsche.
Okay, alright.
There's two names,
you know. There's another name for this
tree. Yeah, it's another name, Kialk.
All
right. Kialk, you know, that's Kelly's spell called Kialk. That's why he can get his canoe, you know, from the barks. Kialk. Kuchtenelp.
Okay. What is this?
Kuchtenelp. Well, Kuchtenelp, that's the same.
All right. Okay, now we're... Okay, this is that little Engelmann spruce. The tree isn't little, but the cones are awfully little. This grows over there by Uskin Kuzik too. What's the Indian name for that, number 157? You got that one in your head? The spruce?
I don't know.
Okay, well, okay, now the Indian name for that spruce tree is?
Tsiktsikanlp.
Okay.
Tsiktsikanlp.
Okay. That's fine. Now, the next one is bear grass, I guess.
Silchestia.
Oh, is that right?
Silchestia. That's the one you got from...
157.
Yeah.
Okay, just hang on for a minute. Okay, once more then for that is the any name?
No, I think that's
Silchestia. Okay. That. Now here's our subalpine fir again. It's real nice medicine. Got that. Marinchpa. This is Marinchpa.
Is that
Yeah. Well, that's what you guys told me up there on the mountains. This is by Usk Kuzik. Marinchp?
Maninchp.
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 Yeah.
It's a Maninchp.
Now. Ah. Okay, this one is.
Yes.
Chassis. Oh, what's the Indian name for this?
Chassis.
All right, now say that.
Chassis.
Say it once more.
Chassis. Chassis.
Okay, sounds good. We're on 160, and this the Indian name for this plant is
Spiliotapamis.
All right.
Spiliotapamis.
Okay.
Spiliotapamis.
Just no good to anybody but a coyote. Except it's pretty. You know, you can stick it on the wall there. Well, I don't know. This is number 163. You got any ideas what that is? Some kind of alder. Like a birch. Maybe it's, I don't know, 163, huh? Maybe it's Kohlin. You're not sure about this 163. No. Here's some other junk. This Nancy said this had an Indian name, but she couldn't think of it. You pull it across your hand and it kind of grabs you.
Oh.
It has little stickers on it, little kind of little grabby things on the bottom of it.
Yeah.
It's English name for it is bedstraw.
Uh-huh.
Straight crazy stuff. Okay, well, we'll skip 164
yeah.
too. So here's 165, and that's really tall stuff. And it has the flowers are pink when you first pick them, but they turn kind of purplish here. The color change, but it's what's the Indian name for that stuff?
It's supposed to be pink.
Yeah, the tall ones, and shake it, and it has a. Right now, it's starting to get those fluffy white stuff on.
Yeah. Kokoschkenesp?
Yeah.
Yeah, Kokoschkenesp.
Okay. That's 165.
Kokoschkenesp.
Okay, now, this is 166. I don't believe it has an Indian name. It used to be blue, too, but now it turned white.
Uh-huh. I don't know about.
Okay, now this stuff is 160.
That's a poplin too.
Huh? Oh yeah, this is 167. This is barley. Say the name again.
Oh, poplin.
All right. It has the same name as that one grass that we, that brome that we had just a little while ago. Now this stuff, it looks the same as wheat, but it's one of the new varieties of wheat that looks more like barley than wheat.
Mm.
So. I don't know. Would you call it by that same name as barley, or would you call
you
it?
Might, you might. We might be call it by the same as barley.
Mm-hmm.
Now.
Yeah. Okay. Because of that. Because of that. That hairy stuff.
Yeah. Just call for Miss Opopkin.
Okay. There's another one of those things. No Indian name for that. 169. Okay. Etta Adams said that this sort of a rust that gets on these rose bushes has a name. Do you know that name?
Mm-mm.
She said that some of the old timers used to use that for a face paint.
Oh. Yeah, maybe.
Maybe. Okay. Let's just see if you might recognize the Indian name that she gave me for that. Okay, we can't find any name for that.
No.
170, so 171, it's a kind of a tall plant that grows out in the, out by the fairgrounds there. It's,
yeah.
What is it? Okay.
Schilakamen.
Okay.
Schilakamen.
Okay, once more.
Schilakamen.
Okay, now here we are. And another one of those birches. This is a real nice birch. I think this is the one you used to make baskets. You can use to make baskets out of.
Yeah, it's il pialik.
Okay.
Il pialik.
Apparently has we're using the same name for that one as for that bitter cherry, huh? Is that one that you can twist off?
Pialik and pichlinalik.
Oh.
Yeah, pichlinalik. That's the other ones.
Okay.
And this is an etil pialik.
Okay, this is.
That's mixed basket, you know.
Ah, okay. This is 173, and the basket for that you make out using this stuff is called lupi.
Basket.
Yeah.
Lupi. Sluchi lalik sluchi ste pialik, ma sluchi lalik kut kusk lupi. Basket.
Okay, good. That's a nice little Indian description. Here's some oats.
Le wen.
Okay.
Le wen.
A little French.
Le wen.
Yeah, Indians don't care to take a little French. Now, here's our nice chachasneut.
Chachasneut.
Okay.
It's good chachasneut. Le tikut.
Okay, you can call it that if you want. That's a little French too. Now here's those white berries you can eat if you want to be strong, like your daddy says. 176. That's
you got white berries.
Mm-hmm.
Stare.
Okay, say it again.
Stetch.
Okay.
Stetch. Yeah, berries. It was stretched with
the tree.
Bushes. Stwelp.
Say it again.
Stwelp.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good one. The bugs eat nice. Okay, here's some currants. Red ones. I found those down by Little Falls. They take.
Yeah,
okay.
No.
Da.
Styrus.
Okay.
Styrus.
Okay. Fine. And there's some orange ones. They're probably the same, huh? The same Indian name?
What is it?
The same stuff. But except that it's yellow instead of.
It's the same one. That's that is the same words. I think that's the same name.
Okay. It's Styrus, huh?
It's our Styrus. Called Styrus.
Okay, I think this is this is the one that Nancy Flood says is Hinich.
Hinich.
Yeah.
That's what he called it.
You said.
Must be.
Yeah, you said the Indian name, would you?
Yeah, it might be. Oh no, why Hinich?
Okay. Yeah, it might be. I guess it is, I don't know. I got some more of that later on. We'll see.
Mm-hmm.
This is 180. And the Indian name for that is?
Yerichin.
Okay.
It's your Yerichin.
Okay, don't have much taste to them. Here's that nice little mint that grows along the, by those little ponds and stuff.
Chachaisp.
Okay, what's more?
Chachaisp.
Now, I believe this is also Hinich. Let's see, it's 183. Yeah. Okay, this one we found at Cold Springs, and I don't know, Nancy Flett said that this also was Hinich. So I guess it is, huh?
Well, we'll call it Hinich.
I guess. I don't know. I haven't sent it off yet. I want to see what it is. If it's poison or what. This is a leaf. This is a leaf from that same plant.
Uh-huh.
So we won't worry about that. Yeah. It's 183 too. The next, this is a Spetzen. It's 184. Make a nice string out of that, huh? Spetzen, huh?
Spetzen.
You say it.
Is that Spetzen?
Yeah.
Yeah, Spetzen.
Yeah, it looks a lot different when it's all dried up. Okay, here's some nice sweet.
Spikkeet.
Okay.
Spikkeet.
Is that the whole plant?
The whole thing, you call spikkeet, yeah.
What about the little seeds?
That's spikkeet. You call spikkeet. But I don't know how we call it. But yeah, well, it's, I hear called spikkeet.
Both the same, huh? Okay, 84 miles, 186.
186.
186. This is.
Boonsp.
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 Yeah, nice.
Pretty hard to find, Boonsp.
Yeah. Okay, here's
187.
Okay.
Sinukspulech.
187B.
Sinukspulech.
Okay. 187. Oh, that was 187A. This is 187B. Is it the same?
Sinukspulech.
Yeah, alright. Now, here's some stuff that grows underwater. Part of it comes up. 188.
Sinupulech.
Once more.
Snoopalechwetiku.
Okay. Here's 189. Do you have any idea what that is?
Got a lot of stickers in
it. Yeah, well, they're not stickers, though. This is growing in the water, too. I think this is another one of those poisons. I'm not sure. But I think it is.
It's not. No, it's different.
Yeah, that's different than that other one, but I wouldn't put my hand on it. Yeah. This is dangerous. This is 190. It's another one of those plants that grows underwater. Does it have a name?
It's growing on the water, eh?
Yeah, under it. Okay. What's the name? Got that one name that covers all those things? What or something like that. Snoop-le-huet-ku.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, that's Snoop-le-huet-ku. It's on underwater.
Yeah.
Yeah. Snoop-le-huet-ku.
Okay, here's another plant you don't have a name for. It's pretty old.
Now, what is that?
Well, they call it, in English, they call it monk's hood. Oh, what is that? Let's see, this is 195. Oh, this is cascara.
Huh?
This is the stuff that makes you poop.
Oh! Yeah, it's there.
The black berries?
Yeah, it's there. What is the name?
Okay.
Chukwekwezalak.
Okay.
Chukwekwezalak.
They look a lot the same, some of these plants, when you get them down there. Oh, this is a ute. Yeah. We went up again. I took the root and saved it. Okay. Now, these are some of those coast blackberries. I think that's the one that you call, believe it is.
Test.
So, yeah, I wonder. Maybe it is.
Test.
Maybe it is.
That's Matsuk. It's pretty the same looks, you know,
but
Matsuk, you know, it's on it, right on the ground, just like it's a lane.
Ah, but what about Test?
Test. I didn't know how it looks to Test. That's why it's like the rest of berries, something like it.
Oh.
I didn't see him.
Okay. So, now here's a Suyapi, blueberry. How would you say that? Suyapi.
Suyapi is tshalks.
Yeah.
Yeah, Suyapi is tshalks.
Okay. Now this one apparently doesn't have an Indian name. I don't know. I guess it doesn't. You smell it and see if it means anything to you.
Is that some jinchtrit? No.
I don't know. Is it? Looks like it, but I don't know what it is.
It just looks like.
Yeah, well. It doesn't smell right though, does it?
Yeah.
Does it smell right?
Yeah, it must be too.
Not sure about that.
Not sure.
Not sure about that one. Well, We'll collect some others. That's 199, so we'll see. Maybe that's not it. Incidentally, that Suyapi shot. Suyapi. What is it?
Suyapi Shashks.
Shashks.
Yeah.
Is 198.
Yeah.
I wonder if I got those numbers on all of them. And that Testis is 197.
Yeah.
Okay, we're on. 200, number 200, and the Indian name for this?
Stokum.
Okay.
Stokum.
Okay, and this is 202, this other one is a duplicate.
That's Stokum too.
All right, that one's got a lot of little feet. Do you have any special names for the parts of these?
I don't know, I don't think so, just call it Stokum, that's all you. Mm-hmm.
I suppose that when you say Stokum, then you mean the part that you eat, huh?
Yeah, Stokum, yeah.
Probably. Okay, now this is really, this is a real Albert Sam's medicine, I'm sure it is, a 201.
Why should you Sinchinchinchin?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one. Now this, this is 202 and it's, what is it? No. Lutenage?
Huh? Lutenage? Lutenage.
You say?
Lutenage.
Uh-huh.
Is that the one?
It has little white berries on, huh?
Yeah, Lutenage, yeah. Lutenage.
I guess. I think it is, yeah.
Yeah, that's Lutenage.
The little white berries all dried up. They didn't. You can't see them there.
It's got berries. What do you call Stumtumniyask?
All right, once more now.
Stimtimniyask.
Okay. I'm not sure what this is. Maybe this is that, this is 203, and it may be that wild plum. There were no plums on it, but it's a tree. This is the one that we found down below where
Camille's
lived, yeah. What's the name?
But that's sure.
Yeah, but what is the name for that wild plum? Okay, now you say that.
Stateus.
Okay.
Stateus.
This possibly could be that, yeah, but I doubt it, really, kind of. I don't know. Now, here's 205. This is a little better sample than that other one we had. It's the one that they pack their fish with so that they don't get all wormy. It's number 205. The Indian name for that? Okay, go ahead.
Tzitzi Echelp.
Okay, once more.
Tzitzi Echelp.
This is number 209, and the Indian name for this? Pipe
Ichetya.
All right, once more.
Pipe Ichetya.
Okay. This is number 211. It's a kind of a scum that's on top of the water. It doesn't look like scum anymore, but.
It's Nimteretko.
Yeah.
That's Nimteretko.
Okay, here's another kind. This is also a kind of scummy stuff, but this is more like little fine strings, if you look at it really carefully. It seems to have the same Indian name. What is it?
It's on the...
Scum, on the water, kind of.
It's on water?
Yeah, on top.
On the top of the water.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, it's got any name.
Not sure
but
about.
Yeah.
Not sure about that one. Just
no,
this one, huh?
You might just call Snoopy Whetcore or something like that, you know.
Yeah, but it isn't under. It's on top.
Just
it's
on the top.
On top, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what to call them.